right, our next item is old business, which was removed, so it is now time, ladies and gentlemen, for us to begin our public hearings. But before we do, for those of you who are not frequent attenders here at Planning and Zoning, I want to direct your attention to our council, who has a few thoughtful and well-chosen words for you regarding how we conduct our meetings and how we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As was stated by Chairman Wheatley, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in October of 1998 and recently amended. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meetings to view the commission's deliberations and voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. Hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments or correspondence that has been received by the office. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. The chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. Be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of both supporters and opponents, but no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so we thank you. Our